still going to be talking about this movie for a while. And plus,
it's Tubi.
Plus, yes, Tubi Tuesday.
It's Tubi Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yep. And we got an amazing one where I was like, y'all. Was it you that recommended this one, Josh?
Yeah, I did. Because I saw people talking about it. That's why. Mm-hmm. And I kept wanting.
I saw the trailer. Yeah.
I kept wanting to watch it. I put it on the list, but I put it toward the bottom of the list and I added it to my list, to my personal list.
Oh, you put it at the bottom of the list. Okay.
Yeah, I put it on the bottom list for ours because I was going to move it up once I watched it because I saw people were talking about it. Then Marcus went ahead and watched it. And he's like, yeah, we need to watch this.
I guess that's when I watched it because I watched it the day before yesterday and I was like, okay, let's talk about this now.
Wait, what day? You watched it on Friday?
I think so. Friday, Thursday, or Friday.
I watched it on Friday. We probably watched it at the same time.
Yeah, we all watched it Friday.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Then that's what happened. Yeah. Everybody's going to be talking about this movie for a while. They've been talking about this movie for a while anyway, so.
Yeah, it's called Please. That's the whole title. And it starts off with, I forget her name, but China.
Well, let's, oh man. Oh,
I put
man.
It in the notes.
Actual name.
Evolve.
Oh, you wrote some notes.
The actual actress and producer. So the person starring this movie wrote, directed,
created
and produced this movie.
Right.
And did some of the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Sarah Evolt, that's her name.
Yeah, China.
Yeah.
I guess that's her rap name.
China is like her stage name.
Yeah, stage name.
Sarah Evolt, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, they have. I love what you say. They have such a happy marriage. They're just like everything, and only problem they have in their marriage is they both want to have children, and you know he's such a caring, you know, listening.
Love
like
it.
I'll be there for you, anything I can to be supportive. She's just, I just want a child, and they're like, no, you can adopt.
Right,
like,
he's a very
I just
good
want
husband.
One. It's like whatever we need.
Right,
I got
hey,
you,
baby. Buy her things and stuff, take care of her.
Yeah.
He's a good husband.
Yeah, I think he ended up.
Only there's only one problem though. It's the beginning of a Tubi movie. So you already know.
I mean, you know, the very, very beginning shows like this basement and somebody's like, you know, yelling and screaming. It's like rats and stuff. It's kind of cool. Little like, what's going on? Like, because when I first saw,
man,
I was like,
production value.
Is this some
of this
kind
movie?
Of...
Production looks great.
There's some serious money behind this movie, and then I'm looking at the wardrobe pieces throughout this movie. This ain't a cheap movie.
I mean, what they wearing are high quality materials.
They wearing Saint Laurent and
name
shit
brand
throughout
stuff.
This
right. movie had to be at least a mil. At least.
I wouldn't say all
that. I don't know.
It's a very good quality movie.
I don't know. It looked like at least one.
I mean, they probably
went in.
Yeah, maybe.
So, maybe. This looks just as good as some of the movies that's at the theater. That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm just thinking about the wardrobe in addition to the production quality.
I got you. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, it might be 800,000, something like that.
Okay, I mean that's not far fetched.
Not too
depends
far
on
from
depends on how much you pay the actors, because that'll definitely change the price.
Right. Yeah.
So, but
that's
yeah,
true. That's probably the thing about Tubi movies, you know, because the actors don't get paid that much. They're not, you know, the high paid actors, but so that could that's
and
probably
if,
why.
I mean,
why
if she's doing the movie herself, and she probably like didn't pay herself anything as she's working and hustling as the executive producer. You know,
right.
Most of the money you probably put into it is for everybody else and all the other stuff. So, but anyway, you're right. It's a high quality movie. It looks good.
Yeah. Sounds good. Looks good. You know, and that's what you want to have a good quality movie.
That's it.
At the very least.
Sounding good. You know, looking good.
Right.
So. But yeah, beginning of the movie, it's this, you know, you said the only problem is the beginning of a Tubi movie. But he's such a nice guy.
Right,
so
he comes in.
Showing up at work, you know, she works as a jeweler.
Yeah, jewelry store.
Like high-end jeweler.
Yeah, like, it's very expensive stuff.
This ain't the actor. That's not Chaos, is it?
No, that's not Chaos.
Oh, okay.
he fits the same basic. They would fit the same, you know,
police description.
But no, it's not the same guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
different tattoos.
Slightly different.
His scripture verses on his tattoos are different.
The next page.
Oh, but he brings her a giant bear after, like, you know, they just kind of mourning the fact that they can't have a child, and he's like, you know, I'm gonna be there for you, and you know, anything we could do. And then her friend's like, you just taking care of yo, that's man, such he's such a good man. And yeah, you taking care of me, baby. And they're married.
I mean, he's
like,
he's the Tyler Perry guy. You know, the Tyler Perry always shows you the good man with his shirt off. He's pretty much that.
Yeah.
That's how he starts off. He starts off without his shirt, making her breakfast. Like, that's literally how he starts off.
So he's from a Tyler Perry movie.
It is like, let's go keep making babies. Like, yeah, you know, like that was, so that's just their marriage and their happy family. As they trying, and you know, they got the little problems, but that's like, as long as they love each other, they'll be able to get through everything together.
Yeah, because they just can't have kids together. So he's telling her in this scene that he's going to a friend's party or something. Yeah, it's a birthday party he's going to, and he's trying, you know, asking her if she wants to come along. And she's like, no, I don't know what she had to do. Oh, she was going to wash his clothes. That's what it was.
Oh, she's that. And he's like, so loving.
Yeah, because he works, you know, he works, a city job or something.
Yeah.
Kind of city construction.
So while she's doing his clothes, folding his clothes,
Josh gotta say something.
What do you gotta say, Josh?
What do I gotta say? I don't have to say why she's doing this. I'm just pointing out what I'm seeing on screen.
What are you pointing out? What are you pointing out? Oh
my God.
So she folds his clothes and she calls him to tell him, hey, you know, make sure you when you come home from Tony's, I want to make sure you, you know, good and everything. And so I just want to check up and make sure you made it all right. You know, I love you. You're such an amazing husband.
Started, you know, what I'm
you know
saying,
thank you so much for being an amazing husband and everything. I love you. Just checking in on you. Meanwhile. Why didn't he answer the phone, Josh? Josh can't talk. Marcus, why haven't you answered the phone?
Because her husband is too busy fucking some other chick.
Side by side, go back, click back and forth.
And they just keep going back and forth between her being a loving, caring wife.
Right.
Enjoying the teddy bear and folding his clothes.
Right. Oh, man, that's terrible. Like, just to show you, like, where this movie's going to end
how
up.
How much she loves him.
And he up in there grinding
hard on this other woman named Lonnie.
Well, the woman was grinding on him.
Right. They fucking hard. She's all on top of him and stuff. And so, like, he don't answer the phone. And, of course, the woman Lonnie, she's all like, when you gonna leave that bitch and come to me and live with me?
Mm-hmm.
And he's all like,
they have a whole life. She's like, it's been a year, you know. So it's like,
yeah.
I'm just taking care of, you know, she my wife, I gotta deal with this, you know. I'm taking one step at a time, but you know,
a typical 2B type thing that we've been seeing.
But I really love you baby, you know. Mm-hmm.
We've seen it in a few of the movies we've reviewed,
you know.
But so weird thing happened is Daylan. Well, he calls Daylan back.
Yeah, because he sees the missed calls.
Right, and pretends like he's at the party
and
or whatever.
Drunk,
that he's,
you know?
Right, that he's drunk. He can't, you know, I'm gonna try to drive up and drink it. She's like, no, so he can have an excuse to stay over.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess Daylan calls him back again and the phone answers and he hears them.
And she calls back. Because after she, you know, tells her what it happens, and then when she calls back, the other girl answers.
She answers.
Like, yeah, she said, "Look."
Oh yeah.
She said, "You keep calling. I'm gonna let you hear something." And then,
I didn't know that.
Zach,
okay,
yeah,
I was
so
a little
Zach
confused
all,
at that part.
And then she puts the phone by the bed and fucks him again.
Yeah, and Zach is Zach was just like, oh, I'm coming back to the bed. I'm gonna come back to the bed, because he barely left his phone on the side. And that is when the first psychotic break happens. And and this dude has a whole family, a whole child.
Yeah.
All right, son.
So she's hearing the baby in the background. She's hearing him talk to.
Yeah, Daylan's going crazy. She's throwing pillows.
She goes to
100.
She goes to a she hears 10. Her husband. She goes about 10. Yeah.
She hears her husband fucking this other girl and got
another,
a baby.
And have a kid, which is understandable. It's very understandable. And I texted Marcus. I said, oh my goodness, she went to 100. And then he said, Marcus said, wait. Just wait. She goes to a million.
You could put that in the group text. I had already watched it.
I didn't know. I didn't realize you didn't watch it yet.
I don't think he realized.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it.
I didn't realize it. But yeah.
Because he's trying to call her back and apologize. No, baby, and you know she's like, nah. You know, it's a lot of chaos.
Yep, and he just trying to explain.
No
everything.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
And she like because she heard the baby.
Like, tell me, is that your baby? Mm-hmm. Is that your baby? Hold on. He's not answering. Mm-hmm. But the spoiler alert, the baby's name is Zach Jr.
Yeah. I mean, dude obviously has a whole family that he's just been hiding.
I don't understand why dudes like that
Wait. Rewind a little bit so we can hear some of the.
Yeah, we should definitely hear some of the
response. This is a joke, please. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to us.
I'm on my way home. I can explain everything.
Hold on. You love her? And you about to go home to her?
I don't think that y'all shit back.
Get the fuck out of my house and don't come back.
I hate you. I wish you would die. I'm gonna kill your ass.
Calm the fuck down.
You don't ever supposed to tell a person it's crazy to calm down. Yep. So what'd she do? Takes a bunch of pills to try to kill herself.
So real quick. So Daylan, well, the actress China, she's in the movie The Affair. She plays plays best friends with
the best friend
of
the best friend of the crazy person.
Crazy girl. And
right,
which girl do you think is crazier between the two girls?
Man,
what? Let's get through this movie.
All right, that question will be hanging in the air until the end. I'll bring it back up.
Please bring it back up. But one thing we do have to note is that there are flashbacks that Daylan has from this.
She has a rapey. She has a rapey uncle.
Yeah, you know, creepy old man when she was like what 8 or 9 or something like that.
And right, shows, of course.
Shows
because it's a Tubi movie. Guys always molesting little girls as well.
I mean, so yeah. In the same way, this movie would live next door to The Affair.
Yeah.
The men in Tubi movie, the Tubi universe lives next door to the Tyler Perry universe.
Okay.
So there's never any good preachers or really good uncles,
good
daddies,
husbands.
You know what
husbands. Well, the father in here is the best father seen.
Yeah,
that's saying something.
We'll go into more detail.
Well, the father is entering the scene anyway. So Daylan's in the hospital bed, and Zach shows up, and he's trying to act like nothing happened.
Right,
Zach came in wearing flowers and stuff. I don't know what kind of
material
shirt
is that?
He got that out of the P. Diddy's closet.
That looked like that P. Diddy like. Patent leather. It's like painted patent leather.
He just finished performing with Bad Boy.
Right. He just time traveled from 1998.
Yeah.
Bad Boy.
Yeah. Coming for that.
But then enters the father, Daylan's father.
Who's a cop.
He like, first off.
Yeah, he's a detective.
I'm her daddy. You need to get out of here because she telling you to get the fuck out of here. You need to respect her and just get the fuck out of here.
Right. I don't care that y'all married. Like you.
And he talking mad reckless to him too.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Zach talking reckless to the dad.
Yeah, Zach talking reckless to the dad and talking about, you know, like, look, I'm a husband, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's talking reckless, but it's nothing compared to like Rico when Rico was talking to.
No.
It's not like that.
It's understandably like he's like, I'm the husband. Like it's my, you know, wife. I got to take care of my family. He's like, well, no, like that. So it's a normal type of argument.
It's a normal respectful.
If he didn't realize, because I mean, like, at this point, does the dad know that he's been cheating and has a whole family? But he does know that his daughter just tried to kill herself and doesn't want this dude in the house.
Right, so he's going to be there for his daughter.
Regardless, you know, y'all need to get, y'all, this is horrible. I don't want this to happen. My daughter don't need to be killing herself. She got drama, and he's the source of it, so get out, you know? So that's
understandable. I do like the dad. I do like the dad. He was pretty, yeah, he did his thing.
I mean, he did, he was appropriate.
Right.
So I have thoughts about him. But yeah, he's the best father that I've seen in a Tubi movie.
Really?
But that doesn't mean a lot. That's relative because he's not evil, you know, but he has his own things. So
she was in the affair too.
Well, this is co-director and stuff like that. So,
well, the director is Dennis Reed.
She directs it too.
Yeah, Dennis Reed and China both make this movie.
Yeah, so Dennis Reed did the affair.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
So. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because there's another actor that pops up in this movie later that's also in the affair as well.
Yeah.
So, okay. But same people, basically.
So she's seeing a counselor because she just tried to kill herself. So she really has
6 months later.
Yeah, they do fast forward time. And so, I mean, like, but saying, like, she's, you know, suicidal. And so she's been talking to a counselor and she's processing. And the counselor's like, look, it's probably good that you take some time and, you know, treat yourself, you know, like go out with your friends.
And she also tells her not to drink because she's been drinking. And she's like, well, drinking kind of helps me.
She's been drinking.
She does say that. So much.
I didn't think, yeah, I guess they didn't, I guess that can make sense.
They kind of brushed over that was in like, this movie, though. You know, she just mentioned it in this one scene. Yeah. The drinking never really comes
right.
Up
again. I feel like they could have played on that a little bit more.
Maybe because, maybe she kind of slowed down on it because she goes to the club with her friends, and that's the very next scene, and I don't think she's drinking as much or something. I think they kind of mentioned something like that, so maybe that did go into play. Maybe in the past 6 months she's been drinking a lot, and it's like, okay, I'm a stop, but because of the 6 months later, something different happens, you know, so I'm thinking maybe in those 6 months she was drinking to keep her from being how she's going to be for the rest
of this
movie.
Drinking, maybe the drinking helped her to not be crazy? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I guess.
Drinking suppresses.
So the moral of the story is...
Oh, man. So
they're at the club.
They at the club, and there is dude from Jackson.
Name Louie.
Oh, goodness. So, don't he look like he from Jackson?
Dude from Jackson.
I thought, is Louis. So what is Louis's occupation? Because I thought he was a rapper.
He's a rapper.
So he is a rapper.
No, I'm just saying. Oh. You don't know what he does. He's obviously a rapper.
They don't really say. I think he is a rapper.
But he's, like, look the way he dresses.
Something about, it's some of the context of what he says does suggest that he's maybe, a rapper.
In the industry, you know, doing his thing. Because he's got the golds and the shades and the... You know,
he got a rapper, Steve.
Rapper persona, and he does it. Mm-hmm. But he does something interesting. He just like sends her a bottle of liquor, a bottle of wine, or something, and a note. Out. You know, it's like I like the way you was watching.
Hey,
me. I watch you.
That's that player.
Yes, I saw you watching you. I saw you watching me.
On, yeah, I noticed you noticing you know me. I just want to put it on notice that I noticed you too.
That was the line. Yeah, that's what it was.
Right.
That's so, pretty much what it was.
That's what that was. That was the rap version of that.
Mm-hmm. What y'all think about her friends?
Come on.
Her friends are not her friends.
They're not her friends?
Jesus, no. Her friends are... Irresponsible.
Yes.
Because one of them, it's like they have her back.
Yeah,
but they are some. They try.
Isn't one of them talking about sleeping with the other one's
one
dad?
The one in the middle, right? The one in the middle, the one on the left slept with the one on the right's dad, and they're still friends, and they're talking and like, the one on the right, her dad is still married. To her mom.
That's a whole nother movie.
Like, girl, you know, that's right.
The Tubi universe.
Oh, and they just brushing it off like.
So they obviously.
Oh, girl, you so crazy.
Uh-huh. You can literally follow. You can literally follow random people in a Tubi movie, and they're their own Tubi movie.
Whole nother movie. Right. Yeah. So those two friends got their own movie going on.
But they're like brushing it off. They are. Oh, girl, you so crazy.
Did she really do your dad? Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, she did.
It's like, what?
Almost ruined my
family.
Family. But yeah, it's, you know, that's my girl, though. Like, what the fuck?
That's
like,
crazy.
The lady that that Daylan works with, is that's her boss, right? At the jewelry store.
I thought they were walking just, out here.
Yeah. Are they co-workers?
I thought they were just co-workers.
Oh, where's she from? She looks familiar.
She does look mad familiar. She almost reminds me of Carly Red, but like not really, you know what I mean? But she bumps into the rap dude as he's coming.
Yeah,
in.
Louis. Yep, Louis shows up.
Cause he's got Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, he's definitely a rapper. He got Louis Vuitton.
That's
on
why they
him.
Call
he
him
got,
Louis.
He got his own. Oh, he got several gold chains
with
on
his name on it. Basically, like
he's so.
Like,
so he never really says he's a rapper. We just assume that he's a rapper.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We don't know what
and
he does.
Say. He from Texas. Like he looked like a rapper from Texas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But I love I what like he I does. In, I actually love before. What he does in this scene. It's funny.
What does he do?
I mean, he's talking to her, you know, to Daylan. He's like, yeah, I'm trying to get something nice for a girl I just met. And so she kind of looks like he looks familiar, but doesn't really like talk to him too much and like about like that it was the guy at the club. But we all know it was, you know, with people that were watching it.
Oh, so he's the just scene, like, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's just like, yeah, that you game know, on her. Yeah. I'm just trying to get something nice. What you think is, you know, nice. And so she goes through and looks through the different things and, you know, she pulls out different necklaces and stuff like that. And then, you know, I'm just trying to get her to like me and just trying to get her to understand. And so she's like, okay, well, you know, these are some options and I like, you know, and this is my favorite, you know. And so she pulls out something that's her favorite. It's like this necklace that's got like
super
the
fancy
real like
necklace.
Hearts and diamonds all in it. You know, it could look like it's,
you know,
10,000.
I knew where this
50,
whole thing
I did
going.
Too. I'm surprised that she didn't figure out what he was doing.
Yeah,
was like,
of course.
On.
I mean, it was immediately
so obvious.
So he was very obvious. And so then he's like, yeah, you know. And then when she said this is her favorite, he was like, you know what? That's, you know, that might, that works because that she just told me that she likes something like this, you know?
Yeah, I know.
That was a funny line to me. That was a funny line to me. I was like, okay, that's so obvious. So he ends up buying
sure
it.
I'm sure like she'll this. Like this one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, she did just tell me these pieces like, wait, it's going too fast. You might as well play it.
Oh, yeah, so you can hear the line.
Yeah.
Is my favorite. It's funny.
Okay? It's custom, one of a kind, all via stones, and I can give you like a deal of the day type of thing if you like it.
Mm-hmm. You mind if I grab it so I can take a couple?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, this look real good.
See, I know.
This joint.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll like this one. Mm-hmm. You know, as a matter of fact, she did just tell me that pieces like this is her favorite, too.
See, I told you, I know what the women want.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. So, I mean,
he's smooth.
He was doing some game. You know, I like Louis. Louis was likable.
Louis was smooth.
Yeah, Louis was smooth.
You're right.
And so he did the thing, and then it was cool is that he didn't like come on too strong. And then he sent her, which I thought was really cool. He sent her the package back,
addressed to her, gift wrap and all this stuff.
And she like, why? I thought he liked this, you know, like why he turning it back? And then there's like a little note that says, you know, it's me. If you like,
just in case you didn't pick up,
I was talking
about you.
That was smooth because what I thought he was going to do was buy it and then hand it right to her at the counter.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what
I thought
too.
Hand it right to her.
So this was actually a cooler move what he did, and then he was like, "Meet me at this restaurant or something like that."
With them black drawers.
Yep. And yeah, that's what happened.
So.
They wearing all like high end expensive name brands all through
the whole
movie.
Yeah, it's not
that's what
even
I'm saying. This movie is expensive.
He got on a Louis t-shirt right now.
Well, that's why they call him Louis.
Yeah,
I didn't pick that up before, so yeah,
yeah.
She looks good with that necklace though.
Yeah.
So they go out to a nice restaurant, you know, and they have the amazing time, such an amazing time that the waitress says, I have never seen so much of people connect. You guys give me hope in relationships.
And Daylan is finally happy again. Because she's been, because right. after her divorce from Zach moved away and started on his own family, got another baby on the way.
Mm-hmm. Man, that waitress, like, she being, did they shoot this in Jackson?
like they in Jackson
in this movie.
Well, I think Detroit and Jackson are very similar.
I mean,
oh yeah, they're very similar.
Absolutely similar. Yeah.
But yeah, she finally moved on from her ex-husband. Daylan is finally happy.
They just had a good time. She's happy. Know, the waitress literally says, like, you're a breath of fresh air to just see you guys laugh together.
It's good. All my therapy has come to pay off.
To watch you guys.
I finally feel balanced as a person.
Just to watch you.
Yeah.
And something else. Yeah, something else.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
Yep.
Something else about these movies, because she does stop going to therapy. And
she's healed.
I just want to say, everybody listening, don't stop going to therapy.
Don't. Good advice. You already said this.
Because all these movies keep showing people stop going to therapy, but then stuff the rest happens. Of the movie happens.
The two things that were suppressing her craziness from coming out was therapy and alcohol.
Oh my goodness. Oh man. Yeah. But
so some time go by, so they end up together,
there's
right?
There's a montage. Yeah, there's a montage of them just being the best couple. You know, she opened up to him, and you know, he's like
picking her up
just
and
a
stuff.
Lot of and everything, and like, you know, they love each other and they have
he's
such buying
her
amazing,
a whole bunch of stuff.
You know, they're even
it's just a montage
laughter
of them being happy.
And happiness. You know, the friends are accepting, and he's gonna
flowers
with her friends.
You know what?
You know, it's just
he's
like
better. He's better than that dude from was it He Played Me? Remember that movie, Mark? And he played me, and the guy was all he was all nice to her. He was all it's like
they have a healthy sex life.
Yep, exactly. He buys her things. Like, everything's going good.
Everything's
perfect. But there's only one problem with Louis. We're still at the beginning of a Tubi movie. Right.
we're at the beginning of his story, you know? So it's like she just met, and this is called Please. So you'd be wondering, like, why is it called Please? You know? And so is it
in the flashback with the uncle. You know, she's like, please leave me alone.
True.
You know, please.
Well,
get, you know,
also, I was going to say, when
so
the
there's
opening,
several different
yeah,
reasons
when the opening
why
credits,
this movie is
Yeah, when the
quick.
Opening credits, you hear guys in a basement or whatever screaming like, oh, help, please, let me out, please. Right. And that's when they show the name, please. So that's why it's called Please. Right.
So
there's several different layers to please.
Yeah.
So.
But
meanwhile, her friend is having her own Tubi movie, and they just give a narrative that's aside. We don't even know what happens, but she's like, we'll deal with that later.
Right,
so,
and it'll be a spinoff
they have
movie.
A whole song.
A lot of Chanel, Gucci.
Yeah, they got a whole song about that, too.
China blends in pretty good in the hood. Daylan.
She obviously grew up there.
Yeah, because like she doesn't sound like someone that's putting on an act. Like she's... I put it this way, she almost reminds me of Awkwafina, but I feel like Awkwafina is more someone who's putting on an act. Where Daylan feels like, this girl really did grow up in Detroit.
No, Daylan is straight Detroit.
Yeah.
Straight Detroit.
Right. 8 Mile Detroit. Oh, so this the part. 8 Mile right next door to Eminem.
Oh, goodness.
But I think they said... I looked up Sarah China Vault, and I can't tell. I don't know if it's updated or if it's correct, but it's almost got it like she was born in New York.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I'm not sure about that.
So, you know, there's a scene where Louis is just, you know, on the phone and he's like, hey, you know, come back 15 minutes. And then Daylan walks into the room and she's just got to go to work. And so he hangs up the phone real quick. And he's like, yeah. And they kind of flirt around a little bit. And then Daylan walks away and she's got to change her shirt. So time's just going by. So then, you know, it's obviously almost 15 minutes and she's leaving the house. And this other woman walks in.
Yeah, it's New York.
And she's like,
That's what I found.
Louis was like, hey, this is my god sister.
Except he didn't go, he went with it quick. Like, this is my god sister, you know.
Yeah, he said it quick.
Yeah, he already had the story planned.
She was like, hey.
I mean, she pulling up in a Rolls Royce motherfucking SUV, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
A waste. No time.
What?
All right, well, all right. We gotta tell the audience the scene. So Daylan leaves and she don't feel right. Something ain't right. It's like her god sister, like, you never told me about no god sister. So
yeah, she turns around.
They already in bed fucking. I mean, like,
it's not even 5 minutes.
I know. It's like, I was like, damn, can she get out of the parking lot? Yeah. They already in the bed naked. She grinding on him already. So Daylan walks in on Louis and the woman
she
that showed up.
Something off the table first.
A statue.
Yeah.
But yeah, and beats him.
Bludgeons them.
Yeah, beats him to death. And while that's happening, there's a flashback of when she's a kid grabbing something and beating her uncle
while he was asleep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it cuts
so it
back
parallels
and forth.
That. Yeah, it cuts back and forth. Blood mm-hmm. splattering.
So it gives backstory mm-hmm. while giving a very interesting scene. Right.
And
here.
It doesn't tell, like, I like that it doesn't have to.
And then she grabbed that bitch by the hair.
All the other
threw her on the bed and beat her.
Killed her.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah,
no, she was breathing so hard.
Oh yeah, but I like that they didn't have to tell you that this was a flashback and it was her, and you know they had to explain. They didn't over-explain it at all. They just showed you that with the visuals, which was great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
the next scene,
that was a good scene.
Then the very, very, very next scene, she's like, Daylan's like at this store.
She's back at work.
No, she's at this.
Oh no, she's
buying.
She's
buying something for Louis.
She's buying cakes.
Yeah, she says like
birthday.
His
birthday, flowers mm-hmm. and cakes and stuff like that. Got to celebrate my man's birthday, you know.
Not my man.
I'm a good woman. I gotta do something for my man, so I'm getting him flowers and we are gonna have a good time.
Which confused me a little bit. Her craziness confused me a little bit because I was like, wait a minute, did she just beat him to death?
Yeah.
So
I
really
was
like,
did he
I
not
was a little
die?
Confused.
Or
right.
I was
like, is this a scene?
Slightly confused, but. She emphasized it when there was nothing, there was no sound, and then she yells to the door, shut up, I'm coming. That was a clue.
I was still confused. It was a clue, but I was confused. I was like, well, maybe this is a flashback to her, or like,
but there was no sound. And she said, shut up, what are you saying? I'm coming, hurry up. So she's like, okay. So she walks to the basement with the can with the cake and.
Walks in singing the Smurfs, which was hilarious.
That was,
I know, right?
That was
it was.
Funny.
I noticed that too.
You want to hear her sing?
Yes.
I think it's funny.
Because I was like, wait, she's singing the Smurfs?
I cracked up.
You're rushing me.
Yeah, so. But yeah, she's, she cried.
Here I come. La, 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 la. Hey, baby. I heard you down here.
Oh my goodness.
I thought it was your birthday, but I didn't.
So,
because at this point, what she's talking to him, he's got his back turned, and he's chained to a chair.
Yeah,
and then she turns him around. And it looks like he's just knocked out.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, how was he still alive?
That's right. What I was thinking too.
She hit him that many times with a blunt object.
I thought so,
like,
too.
How was he? How would he still be alive?
Because she's talking to him.
Because I'm thinking she just right.
But the fact that he doesn't react at all,
he's obviously dead.
Tells us that he's
he
dead.
Is dead. And so,
and he did a pretty good job at like trying to hold his breath during the during
the whole
shot
time.
Because I'm always looking
dead.
At that,
because
Law and Order and shit.
Because spoiler alert, Louis is in this movie for a while.
He's in the rest of this movie.
He's in the rest of the movie. And he's dead for the rest of the movie.
It's another hour. The movie had another hour. And he died in the first, and he's been dead. And he's dead. And he's in the whole movie.
So he's dead through most of the movie.
Yeah, but he's there.
It's crazy.
He's got a lot of screen time.
He's got played dead. Right, he got a lot of screen time. And most of that screen time is being a dead body.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
But yeah, so she... This is when she went from 10 to 100.
Happy birthday, man.
She went to about 150 to 1,000 right here.
Yeah.
Because
she actually had me cracking up, right?
Yeah, she's hilarious. Definitely.
So should I bring up that question again or wait till later?
No. Let's just keep
going.
Let's just get through this movie.
So, but yeah, she gives him happy birthday, give him blow out the candles, and I'll make a wish and do everything for him and feed him and stuff like that. You know, she's celebrating his birthday, and it's a good birthday. You know, she mad that he ain't eating everything, so she's just like, you got to do this. But yeah, they have this, you know, there's moments where she has to go back and forth between acting happy and angry at the same time. And it's a monologue. Like, this whole scene is her talking and responding and interacting and acting
to
super
herself,
crazy.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Mm. So I can imagine how fun that was to do.
or how challenging it is.
It could be very challenging. I mean, absolutely, because you gotta respond to
it's
a dead body. Yeah, I mean,
it's
energy
to do that, right?
And direct the movie, so and write it. So, yeah,
yeah, it's a lot of energy. Yeah, you gotta put out there to do all that.
So he's just in the basement. We know this now. So what happens next is she's at work and, you know, there's this suave guy that's, you know, trying to buy something.
What's his character's
Prime.
Name?
I guess his name
is Prime.
Prime.
Okay. Yeah, that guy is also in the affair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's one of the friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Prime is, I mean, he's pretty, you know, he's talking to her and, you know, flirting with her and, you know, trying to get to know her and stuff like that. And so he's like, you know, hey yo ma, but he ain't disrespectful. Like, he just like, hey look, you know, I just want to get to know you, baby. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be with you.
I just want to get,
you know,
to know.
I think she has a type. She has a type, because you know what all three of these guys got in common?
They all smooth talkers.
Yep, they all smooth.
But this dude is super suave. He like, if suave Detroit was in the dictionary,
yeah, he's face.
It'd be a picture.
I mean, his name is Prime, so you can't get more.
He's
suave
a
prime,
prime smooth. Yeah.
So it's like,
he's a prime example.
Prime
of
example
person.
Of yes. So he tells her, "Look, I want to get to know you, and you know, let's get together.
To
but I need you to meet me at. I bought this. You know, I'm buying this stuff, but I mean." Let's get together at this club at midnight, you know, meet me there at midnight and I'll be there for you. And we can get to know each other better on outside of this place. And so she like, all right. And she go.
She back to hanging out with her trifling
ass
her
friends. And he late. She like, where he at? He said he was going to be here. And then meanwhile, the friends are like, well, what happened to Louis?
Right. We just saw you with Louis for a while.
Louis, yeah. It was like, what happened?
How much time went by? Yeah. They don't say. Some time went by. Like,
not
I would say a couple
time.
Of weeks. Maybe a couple of weeks went by.
Yeah,
see,
maybe.
You know, before they start reporting Louis missing after a while.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it has been some time for that. But they asking her, like, you know, I thought he was in love with you and stuff like that. It's like, well, he went off to Chicago or something and he don't want, and, you know, left and I ain't being bothered with him. Anyway, on the Prime, where he at? He ain't here. All men suck. Yada, yada, yada. This is crazy. Meanwhile, you know, at least I ain't did your daddy, you know. So,
oh,
I don't
goodness.
Know what they said, but you know,
I know
all that stuff. So Prime shows up, fashion me late.
Yeah, because he's a fat, he got that fashion. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, he's like, I had to take care of some business, you know, and I'm here though for you. You can hang out with me tonight. And me and my guys. And the girls are like, ooh, yo guys, okay, let's go together.
Yep.
So they all hang out and they have a good time. It's partying, you know, they dancing, twerking on each other.
I've been partying and drinking since I came out my door.
Yeah.
It's a great time, a great night at the club. Everything is going the way you want it to go.
Me and my girl at the club. Yep. Just having a good time. Thank God I could put all that murder behind me.
Yeah. There's a whole dead body in her basement, but now she met a new guy.
Right. By the way, what happened to the woman she
killed? They never said anything about this woman ever.
Yeah, spoiler, there's no mention of that woman.
She has not been mentioned at all. None at all for the rest of the movie. We saw her once, and that's it. And so, yeah, she disappeared. So, but Prime is, you know, he like, look.
Yeah, he said somebody gonna take her home.
Yeah, because she was like, look, you need to be direct.
He's pretty straightforward.
And he tell her, he like, look, I'm trying to hit, you know, and
I want to get to know you instead. Yeah, yeah.
He says, tell her what he want to do. He like, he ain't just playing around. He's like, I want.
You know, you got a brother hung.
I want some. I want it. You know, I want this. And
I want lunch.
She like, okay, you know. You sure and all that stuff.
After
so
I feed your hungry ass, then what? He's all, we just go with the flow, you know.
Yeah.
See what's going
on. So I mean,
he
laid his cards out. He honest. He ain't really like, you know, say nothing else. He just, that's what he is. He's that guy. He wants to do that. He's the dude you met that day, and is a club dude. Like he just ready to, you know, do what he gonna do. What you expect from him? Honestly.
Right.
Like he ain't talking about relationships or nothing. He just like, I want to pretty much. He's talking about a one night stand. So, what happens next?
So, Daylan leaves to go to the restroom or something. Then her friend comes over, the one that
and grabs his dick.
Right, grabs Prime's
first thing
dick.
She does.
She literally comes over.
It's the same friend that slept with the dad.
Like, hey, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, dude, what you trying to do?
Right. And she's like, she's like, straightforward.
Kind of please, let's play this.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
It's hilarious.
It's an interesting scene.
She grabs his dick.
You already said you're about to take Daylan home.
You know, I meant for the threesomes, but I think I'm gonna have to take this one-on-one with you. Shit, I just tell your girl something came up.
That'll work. I'm gonna just catch you live. That way you can jump her straight off. Let me see if I'm
alone. Scale, girl, you ain't shit. I'm gonna fuck the dog shit out your ass, you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Here, you can just call me and then go on the way. I'm not trying to wait all night, okay?
Say less. We need to know.
Girl, buy that motherfucking film.
Wow.
You about to come up with some excuse to drop you off. She think I'm
I mean,
fuck. See, you know what?
She did that to her friend's dad. So I was like, okay, she that's the type of person she is.
Right, that's why I think, I was like, yeah, she would do that. But then you see her go immediately to Daylan and talk to him. So like, yeah, nigga ain't shit.
She goes up to Daylan like, this motherfucker fell for it. But basically, they set him up.
So I have to say something about this scene.
Okay.
When her friend walks and talks to him, the way she's talking to him and stuff, and he's like, I would have said the same stuff Prime
would
said.
Would you have said the same thing? Josh, you would have. You would
have. I've been in similar situations where a girl would talk to me all kind of bold like that.
Okay.
And I'd be like, hey, wait, girl, shoot.
Stop it.
Hey. Sex is for procreation.
What did I say?
Not pleasure. That's what I would have said.
Yeah. But I mean, if he, because like at the end of the day, he wanted to get some, and
any dude would have fell for that. If this girl come up to, she all freaky and stuff.
But
like,
it's the friend. It's the friend of the girl you've been trying to do. So
that
like,
just
if you felt like the things were going too slow with the other one, then you've been like, maybe the wrong one. You got the wrong one. So I'll just not deal with this one and then go to the one they really want to put out. That's probably what he was thinking. Because that's what he wanted. Because, you know, Daylan wasn't trying to say, I'm going to, you know, give it up anyway. She was just like, what you going to do? When she was asking more questions. And so the friend was a little bit more straightforward and more like, hey, I'm ready. But it was a setup. And so in response to the setup, Daylan has her plan. And the very next scene after she confronts him, well, she don't even confront him, do she? She just was like, just go show home.
Him waking up.
And then the next thing, yeah, he wakes up in the basement handcuffed.
So
I mean, right, they don't explain like that y'all put the thing over his face to where he passes out. Like, how did you know what I'm saying?
Got
like,
him so drunk
you,
that he yeah. No,
she is super strength. That's one
they
thing
would
that
have had to right. They would have had to. What do you call that stuff?
Chloroform.
The kidnappers. Mm-hmm. The chloroform. Yeah, whatever. And
she's like
shows you that I don't kidnap people. I don't know the name of that shit.
So, you know, in the movie Missionary, all the dudes had, you know, were all skinny with dreads and stuff.
Yeah.
All the guys in this movie are the same as well.
Well, Prime don't have a lot of tattoos.
They all look like
they all look like
suave dudes with like gold.
Yeah, things. They're not small guys. They're all bigger guys.
Oh, that's
what
I'm saying. Yeah.
They're not small. They're not skinny. They're not short.
They're all like pack abs. They're just like
exactly. They all got the dad bods, you know. Yeah. Like if I was a little bit taller, I could have been one of these guys in the movie. Mm-hmm.
if I had a full body tattoo, I couldn't be.
Oh yeah, and I gotta be tattooed and stuff.
Yeah, tattooed. But Prime ain't tattooed. But yeah, he's in the same basement with Dead Louie with maggots crawling out of his head.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
And so she just basically tell him like, cause he's wondering like, what's going on? Like, why am I here? And Daylon's like, well, you trifling. And
oh, Louis's not that tall. I think we're about the same height.
Mm-hmm.
So I could have been in this movie if I had a bunch of tats.
Yeah. From Detroit.
And Jason, you could have been a missionary if you were really skinny.
Yeah, just a lot more skinny. So, Marcus, you could have been a missionary if you were taller.
We all just barely.
So close.
But I don't have dreads.
I guess you couldn't have been a missionary. Yeah, you couldn't have been a missionary. So, anyway.
So we get to the scene with Daylon's father.
We just need to find a Tubi movie with a bunch of short, skinny dudes.
Short, skinny dudes.
With afro.
That's the movie for Marcus.
That's the movie Marcus
is doing. That's funny.
So we're... now we're in the scene.
these detectives.
Yes.
Throughout this movie, man.
Oh, really? Yeah. We're in the scene with Daylon's dad and the other detectives, and they're talking to Louis's sister, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's reporting him missing.
Louis.
Yeah. So what about those other detectives, Mark?
Just their faces, man. Their dialogue like they're just. It's like they barely believe anything
anybody's saying. Yeah.
I could have been one of the detectives. They're bald with beards.
Yes, indeed. Oh my goodness. But yeah, so the detectives are researching the missing Louis, and one of the detectives is Daylon's father, and so he's asking questions, and they're you know asking about like who he's been with and who the type of people he's been around. I think there was a point, I can't remember if it was in this scene or the next one after that, but there was a point where it connected to what Daylon was dating him, and so she was like,
they were showing
pictures of him with people and stuff like
that. Yeah, because he basically, they were asking about the girl that Daylon killed.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they mentioned too. yeah because it was like he can find her because apparently Louis was married
and that wasn't the one he was married to, it was somebody else.
Right, yeah. So, I guess his sister know all his business.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care about all the women he be messing with, you know, keep up with all them, you know,
which was another clue that Louis was probably a rapper, you know.
Yeah,
he got a bunch of, you know, all the stuff messing around. So they can't find the girl.
Be like a rapper from Houston.
But you know, he's been away from his wife this whole time, and so the wife and the sister are like wondering where he is. But we never meet the wife though. We never see her. We just saw the scene with the sister, and she's
she broke his finger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And so yeah, so we're back to in the basement with
she got what the fuck is
Prime.
Prime. She got Prime. Tied up with his hands behind his back, feeding him dog food. Well, feeding baby him baby food, food and dog food, trying to humiliate him
in a dog bowl.
You just like the dog that you are, or whatever.
And some spoiled milk.
Trying to make him drink from a dog bowl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She like, if you don't eat him, I'll break your finger. Like, you ain't gonna break my finger. Then she went back there and broke his finger.
I feel the most bad. I feel the most bad for Prime out of everybody. Yeah. I feel like Prime was probably the one who least deserved all this.
I feel like he got the worst. Honestly, I feel like Prime got the worst treatment because at least, at least, what's the name?
At least Louis was dead already.
Louis died. Yeah, Louis died. You know, he probably had a little bit of torture within the first, you know, 5 minutes. After that, he was dead. Prime was kidnapped and tortured.
And Prime didn't really do anything. That's what's messed up about it.
He didn't cheat on nobody. He wasn't in a long-term relationship.
No, he was just trying to hit.
He was honest.
Right.
I just want to hit.
That's why I said that one kind of wasn't fair for him. So that's why I said I feel the most bad for Prime. I don't think Prime is a bad dude.
Well, there's another thing that makes us feel the most bad for Prime. It's in this scene. Marcus, you want to tell us what happened in this scene?
Why I got to tell. So she cuts his dick off for absolutely no reason.
Dude, can I say something about this scene? Why is his dick hard?
It's obviously like a they took like a one of them dildos and like
put blood like on it.
Blood on it. Yeah, that's pretty much all they did.
Yep. And I'm like, what, does this turn him on?
I mean, he could be into that. You know, he could be into
and
that.
And then to make it worse, she cauterized the area with a
like a blowtorch.
What you call it? Like a blowtorch with a like what was that? Like a fire poker?
Yeah, something like that.
So he won't bleed out.
Stop the bleeding. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he won't die.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's keeping him alive.
Man. So he got his dick cut off
for no reason.
And now he's just in the basement.
I mean, basically, aside from, I mean, the crime doesn't really fit the punishment.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He was flirting with the friend. As she was coming on to him. And so, you know, he responded.
That was entrapment.
Like a dude. Like
that
a dude
was straight up entrapment.
Right. It was more entrapment than anything.
It was definitely. And you know,
it's like,
there's no commitment.
She's being like a vigilante that's like, you know what I'm saying, entrapping people at this point. Because I could honestly see how somebody could walk in on, you know, their man or even their woman. I could see how somebody, not that I'm condoning this, but I could see several stories, several scenarios where somebody would just snap in that moment and overreact. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And end up killing both of them.
Yeah.
But to purposely entrap somebody and then torture them for you entrapping them.
Yeah.
It's a whole different
to a person you just met who you don't know. Yeah. There's no relationship connection at
right.
all.
It is.
And so like, you really didn't even go out on a date. You just was flirting in a club. Like it's a club relationship. So it's like you could anybody could be with anybody if y'all acting like that. So it's like he really made no commitments about nothing. And he was clear that he was just trying to hit.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I'm in the club.
So I thought about
there's really nothing to entrap.
Right, right. It's like, you could do any guy.
I just want it. I don't care who's there. I'll do it. I like you right now. That's what he said. And I'm willing to go if you're ready. And I might go with your friend, too, if she's ready. I'm just like, if y'all all want to do it, we can do it together.
He cars out there all the time. Right.
Y'all willing to do all that? You know, we can do it together. It's like, are we swingers or what are we doing?
Three.
She can't get mad at dudes that's at the club. You know, it's like they want to fuck. Because guess what they are? I mean, it'd be different than going to a church in Detroit with us. Never mind.
It's not different.
There's literally no difference.
No, it's the same.
I thought about Marcus a little bit. When I was watching this movie, I thought about Marcus a little bit. Let me tell you why. And I thought about myself as well. We both came up with something like this in our projects. Marcus, of course, you made a song about a girl that was like kidnapping people or something.
Vigilante. Yeah, she was entrapping people.
Yeah.
I thought about Marcus when I was watching. I said, hey, Marcus wrote a song about this.
Okay.
So I was like, okay.
This is the one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
I was like, this is the movie version of Marcus's song.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, I...
Well, she wasn't torturing him. Right. She was just shooting him.
See, that's where I come in. I thought about Revenger. Right. Because the Revenger would go and kidnap people and keep them chained up.
Yeah.
Yep.
So at this point, she got dead Louis and just randomly stabs him and tortured.
Yeah, pitiful, because she found out that Louis was married because her dad came by
looking for her.
And because he's a detective, every
no,
right?
He is a detective.
He found out that she was, you know, that she had dated
detecting,
Louis. So.
Detecting the murders of the people or missing people.
Detecting the
right, but he's not going to suspect his own daughter. You know, he's not going to suspect.
Let's just go ahead and talk about him as a detective right now. Because he's a horrible detective.
It's like, the reason why he's a horrible detective because he just does not want his daughter. He can't suspect his daughter. It's like, you know.
But he knows a lot that has happened. He understands the trauma that she's experienced, you know. And so he acknowledges that. And so I feel like he knows, but he didn't.
So, yeah, her place is starting to stink. Because I'm pretty sure not only because of Louis' dead body decaying, but I'm pretty sure Prime is shitting on himself, peeing and pissing and shitting on himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, can he piss?
I mean, something's coming out.
You know what I mean? Like, where does he pee?
It just, it maybe just it squirts out everywhere.
The hole, like, does it just leak into his body now?
It just probably just leaks out from that spot. So where are we at in this movie now?
They're looking for Louis, Crystal.
See what Jason's doing.
Oh man. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Shout out Crystal.
What's
though.
The lady's name?
Daylin.
Oh, Daylin. Okay, there it is.
That's funny.
Daylin has one body, dead body, and one in Prime is in the basement being tortured. And her dad is, you know, he knows that she was with
right, yeah. Louis. She lied. She lied and said she didn't know who he was. So and then he showed her a picture of them together. And she was like, oh, you mean Lou?
Yeah, I
called him Lou, you know.
Right.
She wasn't really good at playing that off.
Her lie was so stupid.
That's when he was immediately suspicious. So, he immediately was like,
yeah, so his
this bitch is killing folks
okay.
again.
Oh, it's happening again.
Again? Yes. Yeah, because it did happen before. So, and we already saw that it happened.
Why are those
too.
Dudes
Maybe
dressed
was
alike?
His brother?
Those dudes were dressed exactly right. like.
Because they in a rap group.
They in Detroit.
Everybody in Detroit.
He talking to his woman crazy.
This dude right here almost reminded me of Rico.
Yes.
I mean, he wasn't.
That's why I said almost. Yeah. Almost.
He definitely did some stupid, evil stuff. And he is probably the one that got
exactly. That's why I said I feel bad for Prime.
And it was almost like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we haven't got to it yet, though.
he walked right into this. He could have avoided
right
all of
this.
He's arguing in the laundromat with his girlfriend.
As he was to her.
And
if
Daylin is
folding met this guy first,
and she's just defending
we
him.
We would have been more on Daylin's side for what she's been doing.
Right.
But the fact that she met him later.
I mean, Louis understands.
Louis was just cheating
her
on
response
her. That's
reaction
what
it
was. Louis was just.
Yeah.
Louis wasn't a terrible person.
Yeah,
He wasn't abusive.
Yeah, he wasn't abusive.
He was just cheating
on her.
That's all. That's all Louis was.
Just
like this guy.
That's all
this guy.
Just cheating.
Like Prime got what this guy probably should have got.
Yes. Yes, yes. Prime got what this dude, I forgot his name, but whatever he was, he got
Rico
the boyfriend.
Point 2.
I think his name is the boyfriend.
Rico 2.0.
Yeah. Because he just, so he immediately, like, because Dayla starts, like, flirting with him. Is like, hey, like,
his,
you know.
His woman ain't real, even stormed out of the laundromat good. She ain't even barely outside her laundromat.
She in the car getting the change to put the money in the laundry. And he like, okay, yeah, Daylan, you want to, you know, so, what's up? And she's like, yeah, I can treat a man better than she can. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know how to treat a man? Yeah, I take care of him. She left you to fold his clothes. I fold them for you, baby. Oh, for real? Let's go out on a date. And she was like, I don't want to go
to my
house.
Come to my giant mansion.
Okay.
She lives in a giant ass mansion. Why does she live in a giant ass mansion?
Because she sells jewelry and she's obviously scamming it. So, I mean, like, ain't nowhere in the world. She's just a jury.
That shit right here cracked me up. She pushed
it's
him
a
down
front.
The stairs. It was so easy.
It's a front for the drug money. Yeah. I mean, how much did he drink?
I don't know. She must have put something in there because
she
was like,
him very drunk.
Right. Told me, yeah.
Drink
all
of it. Make
right.
sure you drink it all before the pill settles at the bottom.
Wow. Her dad shows up right after she throws, right when she chained him up. Immediately, poor Prime.
Yeah,
Prime has lost. Man, he's
Prime
just
is
like,
just laying there.
Man, he that is, dude has lost his humanity.
How did he got the wrong one?
Yeah, the wrong one. Yep.
His movie is called The Wrong One. Like, he should have said, look, Daylan, I'm gonna take your friend home, and I'm sorry, y'all have fun at the club. He would have had a better.
Yes, he would. Yeah. But yeah, so Daylan's dad, the detective, is at her house, and she runs back upstairs and talking to him. And he's like asking her more questions. And he's noticed that there's a car there, and since he's a cop, he can memorize every single license plate that they can see, because movie cops can do that for some reason. Mm-hmm. They got a photographic memory when it comes to to license plates.
Yep.
But she scares him off or whatever. Well, not scares him off, but she just tells him, like, yeah, I'm, you know, I still have company. I got a date over and or whatever. So he's like, all right, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, because she's like, I need to, I'm just get started with my date. So if it's okay, I just go ahead and talk to him.
Oh, yeah, because Prime.
Screaming.
Oh, that's
what's
right.
Screaming?
Yeah, Prime.
What's
was
the screaming? Oh, it's a movie.
Oh, yeah,
I left
that's
the
right.
Movie on.
Prime started hollering and screaming when
she
was outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she comes in and beats him with a bat for
punishes him.
They don't even say what this dude's. They don't even say what this dude's name is.
And then this other dude, right? Dude number.
His name
three.
Is boyfriend. His name is boyfriend. Serious? His name is the boyfriend.
They just say man sobbing, man crying.
Yeah. All
right. Well.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. He don't got a name. So yeah, she beat him up and tortured him, and she had fun with that. You know, he literally thought he was gonna get some, but he did not know what he was gonna get.
And he got some.
He
chains.
Just stayed at the laundromat. Matt.
He woke up and just immediately started crying.
Yeah, because he saw her beating Prime. And then, oh man, she was a sledgehammer and starts beating his legs. Oh,
well,
dude,
she broke his ankle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Goodness, and she's all laughing while that dude is screaming.
Yeah,
it's wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The music.
Wow.
So, and she just goes back to work nothing else happens.
She's
she
like
just
a
has
split
these three.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She really is.
But she got three people in her basement. One is dead. Two are chained up. Well, all three of them chained up.
And she doesn't smell like death.
She probably
or anything.
Burnt the.
She, you know, she.
Yeah, how she's
work
right because her house.
She looks healthy and well kept when she's at work.
She looked like she looked like she got it all together.
Right.
She actually looks like somebody that you would trust to be, you know, managing that place and like. Hey, all right, cool. I know I'm in good hands. You know what I'm saying? You know, she got it.
You're responsible. Right. And this scene.
Man, Jason, please describe this scene.
Okay, so the girlfriend from the laundromat
her name is Carmen.
Comes in. And she comes in with the missing person sign, and there's a little girl too that's next to her, and so the girlfriend's like, hey, have you seen this person? And it's boyfriend on the picture, man number three. And Dalen's like, no, I don't know who. I've never seen that person before in my life. I have no idea who that is. It's like, well, can you leave some flyers here? It's like, sure, I would mind to help. I'll be a good citizen. I'll be a helpful citizen to help you find your.
By the way,
person.
I have to use the bathroom.
And then she
people
goes,
always have to leave to go to the bathroom. So go ahead. In these movies, right. Yeah, way.
Go
to
use
give
the bathroom.
People privacy, right?
And then, yes, go to the bathroom. So Dalen talks to the little girl. She's like, is that your dad? She's like, no. And then. Do you want to mute? Do you want to, you know, you are mad that he's gone? No. I mean, yes. I mean, I'm missing. I mean, I don't know. What's wrong? Has he hurt you? And then she nods her head. And then
she
like,
opened
oh.
up quick, you know, to Dalen, by the way.
She opened up to this stranger and told her all of the things that she's done and has done to her.
Just
so apparently
her to,
the boyfriend has been molesting
and going
the daughter.
To the bathroom and coming back.
Yeah, so that's
and
what
then
happened.
Carmen comes back out and sees the ring. Yeah, yeah, the boyfriend's ring. And she's because
the boyfriend ring that his grandma
gave him. Because he had mentioned that in the earlier scene. Like his grandmother gave him that ring or whatever.
She's like, nah, this custom. This ain't.
Right, and Dalen's trying to play it off like, no, this is for the jewelry. And she's like, no, that's my boyfriend's ring. That is definitely his ring.
That's his grandma's
right,
ring.
Like, she memorized that ring really well.
Wow, that's his grandma's ring. She's stupid. Dalen's stupid for having that ring in the
Dalen like, is actually like, kind of sloppy. Almost text
on. Meanwhile, it keeps cutting back to Dalen's dad pondering and looking at pictures of her and like just getting kind of suspicious.
Of course.
And he's
he does.
Calling.
His face
yeah,
is more.
Yeah,
more
run
suspicious.
Run this license plate the number that I have in my photographic memory.
Yeah. I know. I didn't take no pictures.
You
know? He just
EHH8333.
That I saw 2 weeks ago.
Right. Let me get that license plate. Run that. Run
my
that.
Goodness,
plate
that is a though. Superpower. If you got that power, I guess you have to be a cop, yeah. Huh?
Yeah. So
that'll otherwise be a very unfortunate
thinking,
power to have. Useless superpower.
Keep remembering fucking license plates. License plates. Oh my goodness. All I do is remember license plate numbers. So
license plate man.
So yeah.
License plate man.
Pitiful. That's horrible.
Quick horrible call license plate man. He'll know what to do. Is it DH7554?
Well, no, license plate man get there like, yes, what seems to be the problem? Well, the car is gone now. I can't really.
He can't fly.
Right, he can't
he
fly.
Just, he just
he has to take public transportation. Then by the time he gets there, the assailant is already gone. There's no license plate to go by. Like, blast.
Oh, blast. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. So, this is nasty. All of the things that's happening here is pretty nasty. This is a very nasty scene.
Yeah, she keeps checking on these guys in the basement. Because she's still feeding them, keeping them alive. Why is she keeping them?
I don't know
them?
What her end game is.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
She does feel like she's doing a public service type of thing, you know? Like, because she's like, she don't trust any man at this point. Because she complains
she
throughout
comes
the movie.
Down
that,
there.
Yeah, because yeah. She keeps saying, why are men always lie? Why are men always lie and cheat? You know, that's her thing. So if a guy is a cheater or whatever, or a liar, she kidnaps him and chain him up.
You want to hear this?
Well, you just pause this? It because we just need to catch up where we at. So she goes back downstairs as she's torturing, as Josh said, keeping him alive. She goes back downstairs. She's dressed up in full boxing gear.
Oh, yeah.
And, gloves and a boxing
right,
shorts
and boxing
everything.
Shorts,
like she's just straight up boxing, professional boxing
right.
gear.
Which isn't a bad look on her. But she comes downstairs and she's like, punching Prime for no reason. She just likes messing with Prime for no reason.
Well, she said they supposed to be cleaning up and they ain't clean up. And he's like, well, how are we going to clean up if our hands are tied up? He's like, what?
Talking back
what?
To me.
What? And so she she punches him up, wipes his
cauterized,
infected
dick hole.
wipes with, his face with some kind of like, oh towel, my
and then wipes his face with that, oh. And then goes to the other man number three and wipes his face with it.
Mm. The same rag that it was on an infected. And then he like,
bitch, get this shit off my motherfucking face.
Yeah,
and she like, what? And then she puts on boxing gloves and start beating him. So that's, that's where we are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and she tells him.
Yeah, so and then she kind of tells him what happened.
Yeah, she tells him, if you could stand up.
By the house.
She said, if you could stand, stand up and fight me, I'll let you go, or something like that. He can't.
But, yeah, she tells him that his girlfriend came by, and since you like to beat on women and molest girls, you know, I know what you've been doing to that little girl, you know. So she's like, beating her up on that. And so, yeah. And he's like, all right, I beat you up, you know? And so, yeah.
I'll take them chains off and you can fight me like a real man. Come on, get up. Stand up.
Leave them alone.
Why does Prime got to be a hero?
Just go. You always in my business. I told you to stay the fuck out of it. I might not be no boxer, baby, but I can throw them hands. But I got something for you. I'm going to Tyson your ass.
Oh, she just bites his ear.
So what does Mike Tyson mean? What does Mike Tyson mean to the audience?
She bites his ear off.
Yes. Yes.
Because suddenly she's just crazy enough to just bite somebody's ear off. And all this stuff. Then she punches the other dude several times, dude number three.
Mm-hmm.
So what level is she now? Is she at her final form?
Yeah, I think she is. I think she is. I mean,
like, biting the ear off is that she got a million right there.
So now can we compare her to her friend in the fair?
Oh goodness,
nope,
not yet. Oh man, okay.
So meanwhile, the girlfriend is kind of suspicious of the fact that she saw Daylan. She's like,
she remember her. That she said that at the jewelry store. She's like, I remember.
She got a Porsche, and she's like, nah, she got fucking money, yo. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
She's scheming.
Yeah.
She's scheming. Ain't no way in the world she got that from no one little job.
That's what I'm saying. She got a mansion.
Yeah.
She's scheming. Did she get that in a divorce? You know, she did get a divorce. So, like, what was. But he wasn't even working a job. What kind of job he had?
Like, what happened?
And his dad's like a detective. Some
shit. Like, how'd you get promoted
She ain't no inheritance.
Right.
It's like, her dad ain't got a house like that.
How
you know?
The fuck are you?
It was me. It was me. Vincent Price.
I wrote this movie.
So, what's the girl name? Carmen?
Too.
Oh, goodness.
Especially the parts in chains.
So, Carmen is looking for her boyfriend, and she follows Daylan to her mansion and sees her, and she's suspicious.
That's a dope picture of Aaliyah back there.
Oh, it is. I see it.
Oh, yeah, that is cool. So, meanwhile, the father
Louis
is having
glasses on. Like, she out here
balling
out of control.
Balling.
Jewelry makers are not. People that work at a jewelry store are not that rich.
Unless scheming.
She owns the fucking jewelry store.
Unless she unless all the jewelry is just stolen jewelry and it's a black market.
Right.
Man, so, I don't know.
This is a Detroit movie.
Which makes sense. It makes sense if the ring that she was selling from the dude was already a stolen ring, so all the other jewelry is stolen. So that means that anything she get is 100% profit. Yeah. So you sell a $10,000 necklace, it's all $10,000 because everything else is stolen. So it makes sense.
Well, you wouldn't be able to hold a whole store and have a father as a detective to do that.
that's the cover. Her father is obviously a bad detective that she can just be a schemer right on top.
A schemer and a vigilante type person.
A schemer, kidnapper, serial killer is what she is. So
serial kidnapper.
So serial. She killed two people already.
Yeah, but she didn't kill the other ones. She just got them.
Not yet. Yeah, well, captured. Yeah, it's true. She didn't. So her dad is like, hey, you know, what's going on? Like, let's talk, you know? Are you seeing your therapist?
She said, no, I've been cured, because that's what therapy does.
I'm healed. I've been cured, doc.
Sane.
Yep, he's asking questions.
Yeah, it's like, so sane.
Are you over the, you know, incident with your uncle? Why are you bringing back old stuff?
Why are you bringing back old shit?
You know?
You killed your uncle, you gotta heal. My brother, my rapey brother.
The things he did. Yeah, oh my goodness. I forgot about it, and leave me alone. Stop asking me questions. Is this an interrogation? Leave me alone. I love you, and I love God.
So. Leave me alone, Daddy. I'm about to go to church.
Yep. She talk about God a lot.
Because these so Detroit people, like, they're still Christian. About... They might be gangster, yeah, but they're Christian.
So... but yeah, he's very, you know, his demeanor, his care, like, he's really, like, calm and collected. He's just asking questions about Lou, and just, you know, she was like, look, stop bugging me about stuff. What you trying to do? I don't know nothing about none of this stuff. Leave me alone.
This is how
I'm tired of this.
This is how she's like Revenger, because everybody that she encountered is missing. He's like, hey, everybody I noticed that you encountered, mm-hmm, that you dated, have gone missing. No, it's got nothing to do with me. That's why she's sloppy.
So he should know this. He should know 100% right now after this conversation that she did it. Like, I mean, honestly.
He knows. Like, he's just being, he doesn't want to turn in his daughter. That's what it is.
So
he knows. He's just,
it's confident,
like,
that he knows.
You know about somebody
point,
and you don't want to face the truth, but you know the truth in the back of your mind.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So maybe he's not a bad detective.
No, yeah, exactly. I don't think he's a bad detective. He's conflicted. It's like, if this was conflicted. Right, if this wasn't his daughter, he'd be all over it. He would already arrested this girl.
I see. Okay. I mean, I get it. Maybe you're right.
It's obvious that it's her.
Right.
It's obvious. Very obvious that it's her. Like, it's like, and if he don't, I mean, and he's asking the right questions. So yeah, I guess he does know.
Plus, he was kind of almost giving her a chance to kind of confess in that last scene. That's what it kind of felt like.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
you know, because if there's anything you need to talk to me about, now's the time.
You can say this off the record,
right?
Are you kidnapping and murdering people?
Are you chopping off and cauterizing dick holes?
So we get to the climax right now. This is
just these two things in the camera right now is over $1 million.
Yes,
this movie is cost $1 million then, right there. So Carmen,
so, I mean, maybe if that's not their house, they can rent it for less.
They can rent
it
for less, but
so yeah, Carmen
it took
pulls
a lot
up
to put this together.
Carmen pulls up, and she
is she driving a nice car too?
Yeah,
so what she
yeah,
do?
I don't know what she does.
And why they going to a laundromat if they that wealthy?
Exactly. I didn't even think about that.
You know, I didn't like think about it. Like, no, she got
all these rich
dryer.
People going. Must be one rich laundromat or something. I got a nice mansion,
oh my
and
goodness,
a Mercedes Benz.
She ain't got no washing
but
machine.
I don't got no washing machine. I'm like, what?
I can't afford no washing, girl.
Oh my goodness.
These washers out here high as hell.
I didn't even think about that. Wow.
Oh, man. So,
they dead ass wrong for these washer and dryer prices. I can barely afford it for my mansion.
Because all right, Daylan had to be kind of rich so she could have a basement and chains and all these torture equipment to keep these guys down there. Because if she was poor living in an apartment, she wouldn't be able to do this at all. Because unless you were going the Jeffrey Dahmer route, because Jeffrey Dahmer was in an apartment, but he was, you know, eating people. So, and keeping,
maybe she ate the girl, the other girl.
Maybe.
Probably.
You know, that would explain it. Carmen comes in the house.
She
and...
used my bat of acid, remember? I have a bat of acid.
Oh, goodness.
Thanks, Horny Vincent.
Yes, Vincent Price. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Horny Vincent Price.
Anytime.
Anytime.
So Carmen comes into the house.
Terrorize my neighbor.
So yeah, Carmen busts in the door
with a gun and confronts Daylan, like, where's, I know you got him. I know you was there. Where is he at?
Yeah, pause the movie.
Everybody keeps asking, what is that smell in his house?
Right,
yeah,
because
that's the first thing
number
she says.
One is dead.
Right,
and
right.
His body is decomposing with maggots crawling in.
And guy number two is shitting and peeing on himself. You know what? And guy number three.
And guy number three.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all kinds of smells.
It's two dudes that was a piss and shit
and there's
smells.
There's a bloody penis on the other side of the room. Mm-hmm. It's still there.
Which is also deteriorating.
It's got to be the worst smell ever.
Right, dead penis smell.
Yes.
But,
and she did say, Daylan said she would stick the dead penis in his mouth if he don't shut up.
That's right.
So she said that at one point.
That could have been right when he cut it off, though.
It was whatever.
After it was already dead for a while.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not that it matters. At
does it matter
stage.
Ever?
Yeah.
Any state.
Oh, no. Yeah. So Carmen has a gun on Daylan, threatening to kill her because she was like, I know you know where my boyfriend is. And she was like, call your daughter and talk and tell your daughter what's going on and ask your daughter about your boyfriend. And then she does. She calls her daughter. And her daughter just admits.
Yeah, she's just like, hey, nice has he been messing with you? Yes. And it was just it was so easy. It was like, damn.
Yes. Yes, he touched me down there.
Right. Did he touch you down there? Yes. But wait, all I had is, was you just going to wait on me to ask? What the fuck?
Yeah. And then Daylan's like, I'll show you where he is because, you know, now she's upset.
Yeah, she can trust her now.
Yeah, they're best friends because she didn't tell her what the daughter told me, and this is why I got him. Okay, so
she shows her down to the basement, and it's, of course, the smell is
the smell.
Extra. And she shows Carmen, you know, where Carmen's boyfriend is, right there. And
there he is.
And along with two other guys, one dead There's and one half dead.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're caught up to the scene.
So you heard what he did to the daughter. So now what you going to do?
Well, what Daylan does.
Molested your daughter. No, see, some people can't let shit slide. Me, I'm sorry. And no, it's my revenge for these motherfuckers. Why must you kill him? Like, no, I ain't saying all that, but I am saying.
Oh yeah, this is what happens next.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
What is it that happened, Josh?
She takes a pole and she jabs it up his ass. Really hard.
This is.
Oh, so the dude's name is Jordan?
I guess so. Jordan. Boyfriend number three.
Yeah, we finally see a name. Okay, oh, okay. Come on, man.
So, yeah, that happens. And she laughs about it.
And Carmen has a gun. What I thought
the
was.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Carmen ends up shooting and killing. Yeah. Guy number three, Jordan.
And she is an amazing shot. She is the marksman.
Right. She is a skilled marksman.
I mean, they're very
goes
close.
Right between his eyes.
Oh.
Just like straight one shot to the head.
I thought Carmen was going to shoot Daylan at first.
Yeah.
Because to me,
you did?
Yes. Because to me, that would have been the smarter thing to do.
I mean, that would have made sense. Because it's the woman just crazy, and she just sodomized your boyfriend. I mean, yeah, the boyfriend was evil.
Yeah, so she just did something in the midst of craziness. She shot him and killed him.
Yeah,
because it could be just putting him out of his misery.
Sodomized.
And then Daylan's dad shows up, and he busts in the house. And he's like, "What's that smell?" He pulls a gun out because you know he sees Carmen and Daylan coming from the basement, and
there's a gun on the dresser.
That's the gun that was used to kill. The gun that was used to kill.
I'm sorry, that's a credenza, not a dresser.
Thanks for clarifying that. Mm-hmm. I was confused. So, Prime was begging for mercy. Kill me, please. Earlier, and then his father comes downstairs and he sees the dead body that's decomposed.
Yeah, you see dead Louis, dead Jordan.
Dead Louis, dead boyfriend number three, and Prime with no penis and his penis on the other side, begging for mercy. He's like, hey, can you help? It's like, yeah, I'll call for backup, you know, please. please help me. I just need some help. You know, man, I got too much to lose. And he pulls out a gun and shoots him in the head.
Now that
does not make any sense.
Yes.
Why did he do that to me? Right.
I have no idea.
It doesn't make sense to me why he killed him and said that. Because this still doesn't, like, everything else that happens in the movie, he could have did the exact same thing.
He could have let the dude live, and the rest of the movie was still played out the same way.
But really, would he want to?
He did.
Prime want to live? Prime was like,
Prime wanted to die.
He did want to die. He did want to die.
He kind of did him a favor.
He did do him a favor, but his reasoning said, I got too much to lose. That it sounds like, oh, now I'm gonna be told about, like, but I'm like, the way he does is he still tells the police that it's his daughter that did it. He reports it as a homicide.
Maybe,
right?
That's the thing. That's the only reason that him shooting him didn't make sense.
Right. Maybe he was going to, if Daylan stayed, maybe he was going to say it was somebody else, that she didn't, this, it wasn't her. And that, and Prime is a suspect that can say that it was her. So maybe he's getting rid of the suspects.
Wait,
kind of
what?
Thing.
You're saying,
I mean, not suspect,
she left,
not suspect, she left, witness, my bad.
Before
Prime
she
witness.
Actually ran away.
Right.
He was like, he was going to just say it was somebody else, but in her house, in her basement.
Right. Or possibly put it all on Carmen, which would have been terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, Carmen got away too.
And he's talking to his coworker detectives about this at the office. And they're mad suspicious
by the water cooler.
About him.
They're talking about a water cooler.
Yeah, literally at the water cooler.
And they don't trust him. He's like, my daughter did it. She's an evil person.
I can't believe my daughter.
Man, let's hear this real quick.
Okay.
Wait, rewind it a little bit.
Okay.
Because this dude's talking cracks me up.
Oh, you're terrible.
The detective.
And one day get all your answers that you need. But for now, if your daughter calls you, let us know.
I will. You know, I'll encourage her to turn herself in.
Well, you know, that's what she needs to do. Again, I'm sorry. I'll pray for you and your family.
He's just such a nice person. He's just all in crazy. Can't remind me of Zangru.
I knew he was gonna say that.
The accent and stuff. So, but what had me cracking up is that he barely said anything through this whole movie.
The whole movie.
And
he didn't say nothing.
He had all that to say.
It was his big scene.
I'll pray for you and your family.
Right. It was his big scene.
He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. He's like, at the same time, I don't trust this motherfucker.
Right, that's what they
watching. That's what
him.
They talking about right here. Yeah, they watching.
Yeah,
him. So he's smart
too.
Which
makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like the other detective.
Which I understand. I was like, okay, it's your daughter, even though he confessed to everything, he still probably don't want her in jail for some strange reason. She needs
that's his
to
daughter.
Be in a mental institution.
Yeah, that's
honestly.
What
can you describe the scene?
This scene right here?
Yeah.
So he's back at his house, the detective, the dad detective, and he's like
in his poverty stricken house.
Right.
Right.
Right. His poverty stricken apartment. Can't have the rich house
poverty
that his daughter had, apparently. What the hell is going on? But
Daylan obviously had got like a government, like a city job.
But Daylan shows up and dressed in all black, and she's like in the corner in his house or whatever. And
she's Revenger.
He's pretending, yeah, she's Revenger straight up now. He's pretending to be on the phone while he's talking to her. He said, "Don't look at me, you know, because they're watching me and all that stuff." And so, you know, she said, "I just want
to
stop by and say goodbye." And whatever. And so, and he was like, "This killing has to stop." And she's like, "Don't worry, it's going to stop." And they, you know, they mentioned something about Carmen, like, you know, like, do we have to worry about Carmen? Because Carmen is a witness. And she was like, no, Carmen, if she turns me in, she's got to confess to killing her own boyfriend as well. Because technically, in those three guys in the basement, Daylan only killed one. But she, you know, I forgot that she killed the Louise's girlfriend as well.
Yep.
And so Daylan runs off into the night.
I thought this movie was over.
I did too.
Me too.
I thought this was the last scene. I was like, this was the last scene of the movie. I said, okay, well, the end. This might get a sequel. You know, yeah, please part yeah, two right. or something.
This was over.
Yeah, I was like, the end.
But it's not.
And then I thought,
there's icing on the cake. It,
man, and what strawberry flavored vanilla flavored icing?
That's not even icing. That's like a whole nother cake.
A whole nother cake. On top of the cake.
Let's put a whole new cake on top of the cake.
They put a cupcake on top of the cake. Boy, because when I started thinking to myself, wait a minute, what about her ex-husband? He got to get away with everything. He started this all kind of thing, like kind of start her all off on this path. Then they show him. She's out in like, I don't know where he lives, in Florida or something like that now.
She got on Burberry. It's that Burberry poncho, man.
Yeah, he's all having a family day. He's all at the swing with his kids.
Yeah, they're at the park enjoying an amazing day.
Enjoying life.
Sunshine. He's got two kids. Healthy.
Forgot about you.
You know?
Some time went by. Some years went by, by the way.
He got a whole family. His grown kids.
Yeah, he got a kid because he says Zach Jr., little Zach, is like, he looked like he about maybe three?
About three.
So it's been some years, and the baby is a baby.
She's like one.
So it's more than just 9 months. It's like
maybe a year and a half with the baby.
Yeah, it's got to be 2 years so far. So at least 2 years since last time they were together.
That makes sense.
And so, yeah. So she calls him up and all that stuff, and you know, and so
this was so stupid. She called
it was. So she's a. So the family walks through the hall.
Yeah.
All together in a family, holding hands together.
Holding hands.
As a happy family.
And they're like, excuse me, we're trying to walk past.
But guys, remember, this is a Detroit Tubi movie. Yeah. Y'all know what happens in a Detroit Tubi movie? Well, Daylan, it reveals in the hallway, it was Daylan pretending to be the janitor, and she shoots and kills Zach, then shoots and kills Lonnie, Zach's new wife, and shoots and kills little Zach. But she takes the baby.
And she kidnaps the
I always the wanted
kid,
a daughter.
The youngest kid.
So did y'all think she was going to shoot the baby?
I at this point, I didn't know. So I didn't know.
I really didn't know either because I was like, this can
so, do
it.
Yeah.
Because I did yell at the screen. I was like, oh, and she shot the little kid. Even though we've seen two other movies, this is our third time seeing a kid getting killed.
And it still was very shocking. And I'm like, what? But yes, we've seen it before.
And all these are Detroit Tubi movies where they're killing the kids.
Exactly. Yeah. They're all
but
Detroit.
But the thing is, so
Colin and D, man.
She is wanted for kidnap and murder in Detroit.
Yeah, so now she's
in
Florida.
She's in Florida?
Yeah, because they mentioned that. Yeah, she's in Florida now.
So so Zach was in Florida?
Yeah, they mentioned that early in the movie when she was after they divorced, he moved to Florida.
Okay, I missed that part because I was just like,
so you thought she was still in Detroit?
It looked like the same club from the beginning.
They probably did shoot it in the same place.
They run out of money. They spent too much money on that house and cars.
She got a new wig on, though. So she got a wig or changed her hairstyle. And so now she a different person.
They're dressed like they're in Florida. Look at that one guy dressed like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in the background.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a different place now.
My man said like the Fresh Prince.
Right, he is. In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
So she's in Florida. She's now a murderer in Florida. And so, you know, she's hanging out flirting with a new guy. And, you know, he's got normal
problems.
She's
looking all super sexy with the black hair.
She does, yeah.
So she's all getting ready.
She see the guy that she was talking to, right.
Beating on his girl or something.
Yeah.
Well, she comes in. It's like, oh, where was you at? That apparently he like, where and why am I taking care of your five kids?
And he like, bitch, don't be asking me no questions. Start roughing her up or something.
Uh-huh.
And she starts talking out loud. I can't wait to get his ass in the basement. Talking to herself.
And the end. Right. And oh, not the quite the
and
end.
And then it goes
it
straight
comes off
into
with a music video.
The music video.
Yes.
Yeah.
From China.
Yep.
Yep. And that was actually pretty cool. I thought the song was dope.
Yeah, yeah.
The song nice made voice. Some the, video movie. Yeah.
She's straight up doing Revenger stuff, though.
Yeah, I mean, the song explained the movie. Like, it was actually, I feel like the movie, maybe the movie came from the song, you know? Like, she made the song, and then she decided to make the movie based off of the song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was cool.
It's interesting so. Theory.
Now, the question. Who's okay. crazier?
Her.
Oh, man.
I agree.
Because the thing is, when you really break it down on the affair, it just breaks down. She was just like, what do you call that?
Schizo or something? Or?
Schizophrenic. We don't say schizo anymore, Josh, 2024.
Oh.
Well, I think she had schizophrenia or something like that.
Yeah.
And
but
like,
she wasn't
you know,
a she wasn't a murderer.
She wasn't a murderer. She was literally
and kidnapper.
You know, right. Torturing people for
and
no
torturing
reason. She
people,
wasn't entrapping
penises
people and cutting penises off.
Right. Sodomizing folks.
Right. She wasn't doing all that.
She was more harmful to herself and she just, you know, that was mainly what it was.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Dalen was
let's play a little bit of this track right here.
Yeah, Dalen was definitely on 1,000.
Yeah, so that's China.
Josh is bobbing his head. Well, she got bars, though.
Yeah, so I mean,
yeah,
what would y'all give this movie?
Like a rating?
If we had to rate this, yeah.
Oh, sequel.
Oh man,
sequel. I want to see. Yeah, this is a sequel. I want to see. I want to see more, man. If they come out with a Please Part Two, I'm on it for real.
Oh, and they and they left room. They absolutely left room for it. So
they
China,
left
if
room
you're listening,
for a sequel
China,
before
if you are
all
listening.
The last. Killing of the family of the husband.
Right.
I want to see a sequel. I want to see the parallel with her friends in
well,
their story.
I'm almost disappointed that the last scene, like the last scene, you know, the
yeah, I agree.
That wasn't saved for part two.
I agree. It should have ended with her just looking around the corner and then it goes off. That's what should have happened.
Right, right.
And then
right,
you'd be
right.
like, oh, I want to see more. What's going to happen?
Right.
That you're saying great. The last scene should have been with her leaving her dad's house?
No, the very last shot should have been her finding
her. Catching
her,
up to the
her
to
ex-husband.
The ex-husband.
Oh.
And she just like
then,
peeking behind the tree or whatever. And then it just cuts off right there.
Or
her
off.
Calling him saying, I see you with your family. And he's like, who is this? Oh, we got to go.
Yeah.
And then went off. That would have been
right.
great.
I see. That makes sense. That makes sense.
And then put on the, you know, throw on the video. Whatever the video still mm-hmm. would have fit.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I say yeah, definitely a sequel. It
yeah,
got
I'd
my
watch
attention
a sequel
pretty
this.
Quickly.
Got yeah, I watched a sequel to this.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Any favorite characters?
That detective with the
detective
at the end, the one who said he'll pray for him. That's definitely my favorite character.
Pray for you and your family.
Honestly, he just kept going. He just kept talking. He was like, you know, I'll pray for you and your family. Then when he left out, he was like, I don't trust that dick.
It's hard for me to say the favorite characters because I just felt like I felt bad. I felt the most bad for Prime. Wouldn't say he was my favorite character, but I just felt the most bad for him. Like, dude, didn't deserve that, you know?
I mean, nobody deserved, but like, I honestly thought Louis could have lasted a little bit longer if he wasn't as stupid. Because I feel like he was doing.
I know, right?
Louis was the luckiest out of all of them.
Yeah,
he was.
He died
already.
Right. He died quick, and you know,
and he had just got
his family. His family was spared because she didn't know about his family.
Right. She didn't know about his family.
Because being in Detroit movies.
Just got laid.
Yeah. Freshly laid.
Freshly laid.
Right.
So
still wet.
Still wet.
I'm just getting laid.
He probably had, he was probably coming while she was hitting him.
Oh.
And so I mean, you know, he got off the easiest.
Yeah. Man. So.
He didn't even see it coming, even though he was still.
Good night, everybody.